的身体，也是你的心腹。主啊，让我们这几天一同在思想这个教会真理的时候，让我们带着一个严肃的心来到你的面前。主啊，有的时候我们承认我们对地上的教会关心不够，有的时候我们对地上的教会有很重的负担，但是我们不知道从何能够把我们自己所有的力量献上，投入在教会的侍奉里面。主啊，我们求你指点我们。主啊，让我们一方面爱你的缘故就爱教会，主啊，因为爱教会的缘故，因为爱你的缘故，让我们也学习怎么样尊重在教会里面一同配搭的同工。主啊，我们实在觉得今天的教会道成肉身的彰显就在你自己的教会的当中。主啊，我们实在觉得今天这样的一个彰显的道不能带来一种很 convincing 的一个 impact 在今天的世界里。主啊，求你怜悯，在我们预备见你面的时候，主啊，看见你复兴的火烧在地上的教会，特别烧在我们在这里每一个弟兄姊妹所代表的教会当中。把以下的时间交在你手中，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。 Mr.
过去两天我们多少涉猎一点关于教会真理的理论方面的事情。
The past 2 days we've kind of neglected the theory behind the doctrines or the truth of the church.
我发给各位一些讲义，希望大家回去有机会多看看。
I'd like to pass out a few pamphlets and I hope that you may be able to read it in your spare time.
特别是关于教会的那个115个出现的那个字的那一张东西。
Especially the pamphlet that I passed out the first day.
那么在这一个纸头里面，大家回去如果有机会做一点 study 的话，我相信可以有一些归纳，更清楚教会的真理。
I hope that this may be an outline for all of you concerning the beginning of the church.
那么另外一张我要特别再强调，请大家有机会回去多思想多看，就是这一个表格。
The second page I like you to emphasize is on this is this page.
不只是我希望大家能够懂，能够通。
Not only do I want you to understand it completely.
我也希望你们能够，如果有机会用这样的表试着去教一些刚刚信主的或者是还没有信主的慕道的朋友。
I hope that you can use this as an outline to kind of teach the non-Christian friends or teach the early Christians.
这个表呢是在我们教会里面，凡是要受洗的参加慕道班的时候，我一定要弟兄姊妹能够非常熟悉的一个表。
This is one thing that I want all the brothers and sisters who are just going to be baptized to be very familiar with.
刚才唐牧师提到那个问题。
Reverend Tan just mentioned that question before.
我相信可能是在我们中间的弟兄姊妹问的。
I figure that it's probably one of you that's asked this question.
因为我说这是唐牧师特别在这本书上写的这个东西。
Because I've mentioned that this has been mentioned in his book.
所以问他是对的。
Asking him is wrong.
所以问我是错。
Asking me is wrong.
那么在54页这本书教会给我有详细的关于这个刚才提到宗派的问题的一个详细的解释。
The answer to this question is recorded in page 54 of the Church and Man written by Roman Tan.
他讲到宗派的意义。
It talks about the meaning of denomination.
他讲到宗派的由来。
It talks about the origin of denominations.
他也提到宗派的存在。
It talks about the existence of denominations.
所以我希望大家能够看看这个。
So I hope that you may be able to find the answer in this book.
今天我要跟大家谈一些实际的问题。
Today I'd like to talk with you some practical questions.
那这些实际的问题可以说是在过去我18年服侍主的这个经验里面，从弟兄姊妹的反应和我自己的经验所归纳出来的几个很重要的问题。
These are some of the questions that I've come across during my 18 years in my service.
过去在台湾14年在学生工作的里面。
I was in the student ministry for the 14 years in Taiwan.
碰到许许多多学生们向我发出来类似这样的问题。
These are some of the questions that the students themselves have brought up.
对教会的不满。
Their dissatisfaction toward the church.
对传道人的不满。
Their dissatisfaction toward pastors.
想离开教会。
They want to leave the church.
想在教会起革命。
They want to cause a revolution within the church.
那么所以归纳出这些问题，当然还加上一些我 个人自己曾经有过的失败，曾经有过的观念，也归纳出来跟大家一起分享。
I've also added my own personal experiences and my own personal failings in this question.
今天要提的是三个问题。
First, I'd like to mention three questions.
如果你还有别的问题，你要再加入，我希望等一下，也许你可以再加进来。
We hope that you may be able to ask more questions if you have any.
第一个是一个很大的问题。
The first is a very major question.
是北美洲华人教会存废的问题。
It's the whether there should be the existence of churches in North America.
那么如果有存在的价值，那北美洲华人教会的方向的问题。
What is the goal or the direction of the churches in North America if you can justify their existence?
那么这个问题，我愿意用我个人自己的经历和心路历程来跟大家分享。
I'd like to share with you my own personal thoughts and meditations on this topic.
也许有点主观。
Maybe it's very biased.
It is subjective.
Subjective.
那么我希望给各位做一个参考。
I'd like to give this as a.Just some thoughts for you.
因为主观和成见不一样。
Because subjective and objective is very different.
No, subjective and prejudice.
Prejudice is very different.
你如果对一样事情有成见或者有偏见，这是不对。
If you have any bias, it's wrong.
那么你如果有主观可能不对，不过这是你个人很诚恳在上帝面前的一个态度。
Being subjective is your own personal attitude towards God. It may be right or it may be wrong.
那第二个问题，我要跟大家一起思想。
The second question I'd like to meditate with.
怎么样选择一个教会？
How should you pick a church?
你现在信主了。
Now that you've believed in Christ.
在你的查经班的地方没有一个华人的教会。
You don't have an overseas Chinese church in your community.
你要怎么选一个教会？
How are you to pick a church?
当然就是想到怎么样选一个说英文的教会。
Or in other words, how would you pick an English-speaking church?
你在美国信主。
You believed in Christ instead.
现在神带领你学业告一个段落，你要回到台湾，回到香港，回到东南亚。
You've obtained your degree now. Now you return back to your homeland.
你在那里没有本来所有的一个自己的教会。
You don't have your original church.
那么你要怎么样决定选一个教会，在那里敬拜，在那里侍奉，在那里配搭
？How would you pick a church back in your homeland where you can serve and fellowship with others?
这是个很实际的问题。
That's a very practical question.
那第三个问题
？The third question.
我第一天已经讲了。
I've mentioned it the first day.
怎么样在教会里面尊重你们的牧师和长老
？How would you respect your pastor and your elders?
从 Boston 乌本教会来的请举手。
How many of you are from Boston?
Okay.
From the Woven Church?
Okay, 请放下。是不是很乱吧？我希望你们几位不要误会我的意思。
I hope that you won't misunderstand my meaning.
过去三年半、四年在 Woven 的教会。
Within the past three and a half, four years at the Woven Church.
我非常感谢主，因为我觉得我非常被尊重。
I really want to thank God because I feel really respected.
所以呢，我不是对你们说的。
So I'm not talking to those people from Boston.
如果你们良心觉得我是对你们说的，可能你们应该好好的思想一下。
If your conscience tells you that I'm talking to you, maybe you should, you know, re-examine yourself.
那么这一点我要提一些比较更具体的一些问题。
I'd like to come up with some very practical questions.
你的教会的牧师如果讲台没有供应，讲到对你没有帮助怎么办？
What would you do if the pastor does not supply your needs?
你知道这是很苦的事情。
It's very painful.
没有供应听三堂就算了，对不对？这三堂教会与我什么都没有，反正忍耐忍耐就过去了。
You know, if you can't get anything out of these three workshops, all you have to do is bear patiently for the three times.
因为明天走了以后，我们再也不见面。
After three days you leave, you'll never have a chance to see him again.
但是问题是你在那个教会里面，你每一个礼拜都要听他。
But then, if you're in a church, you have to listen to him every week.
但是他没有供应。
But he doesn't supply your needs.
他讲不出什么东西来。
He doesn't come up with any content.
哎呀，你坐在那里苦得不得了。
And it's really painful sitting there.
怎么办？
What would you do?
那么这是一个问题。
That's one question.
第二个问题。
The second question.
如果你的牧师观念跟你很不一样。
So then his perspective and his concept is very different from
yours. 背景跟你很不相同。
The background is different.
个性也不一样。
Your character is very different.
你非常的安静。
You're very melancholy, a quiet person.
Melancholy. 那么他是一个很外向。
He's very outward.
他是一个很乐观的。
He's very outgoing and sees things on a brighter perspective.
你怎么跟他相处？
How are you going to be able to communicate with him.
在我们教会曾经出过这样的问题。
This kind of problem came up within our church.
有人很直接地来找我。
Somebody came up to me directly.
说你们说我有个建议要给你。
He said, I have a very practical solution for you.
他说我的教会背景是非常保守，在香港。
My background is very conservative.
我们的教会呢，牧师站在台上就是非常的严肃。
Our pastor is very severe.
那么我们觉得李牧师你来了以后，你在讲台上有的时候不够严肃。
And he suggested that Reverend Lee on the pulpit is not that severe.
我们夫妇已经忍了很久，没有办法忍了，今天一定要告诉你。
As a couple, we've just patiently borne with you, but we just have to say this today.
你能不能够在聚会最后欢迎新人的时候，不要太开玩笑，好不好？
So, can I give you a suggestion? Please don't be so outgoing when you welcome the newcomers to our church.
感谢主，他当面用爱心说诚实话。
I just really want to thank God that they spoke in truth and in love.
后来我们谈得很好。
And we just fellowship very well.
有好多在台湾就认识我的人。
A lot of people have known me back in Taiwan.
比如黄瑞芬。
For example, 瑞芬。
可能你会发现这个李牧师是有一点不一样。
Maybe she will realize that there's something different with Reverend Lee.
你知道这四年的磨练是给我很深的影响。
Probably the 4 years has really caused a great change.
就是改变很大。
My change has been great.
有人说，哎呀，李牧师你已经四十多岁了。
Reverend Lee, you're already 40 years old.
你的儿子这次参加聚会就十六岁，那么高了。
Your children are already 16 years old and they're already so big.
你看不出来，看不出来。
I can't even tell the difference.
我要感谢神。
I just really want to thank God.
我要谢谢学生工作。
I want to thank the student ministry.
十几年跟学生在一起，把我变得很年轻。
The 14 years with constant contact with the students make me very young.
但是感谢主，这四年做教会工作也让我变得非常的老练。
The 4 years in the pastoral work causes me to be more mature.
个性不同怎么办？这是我们要谈。
What would you do if your characters are very different?
如果第三个问题，如果牧师犯罪给你抓到怎么办
？The third question is, what would you do if you've caught the pastor in an act of sin?
我说的犯罪是从过去这些年来归纳出的两个很严重的罪。
There's two kinds of sins.
一个呢是在钱的身上不干净。
The first one is concerning money.
有一个弟兄告诉我
，One brother came up to me and said,
在台湾
，back in Taiwan.
他说他亲眼看见他牧师偷钱。
He's seen with his own eyes how his pastor has stolen money.
教会收奉献的时候
，When the church collects their tithing,
最后不是在算钱吗？钱从倒出来在算钱。
You count your money after you collect.
他亲眼看见那牧师拿了一张100块钱的钞票，从那里面就放在口袋里面。
And he has seen with his own eyes how the pastor has stolen $100 bill.
那个时候台湾最大的钞票是100块。
In Taiwan, that was the greatest currency.
听说现在有500跟1000。
Now they have a $500 and $1,000 bill.
那不管100，不管500，不管1000，你拿了钱就是犯了偷窃的行为。
But regardless of whether it's $100, $500, or $1,000 bill, you have committed that act of stealing.
更严重的罪。
The more severe sin is.
你的牧师犯了奸淫的罪。
Your pastor has committed adultery.
怎么办？
What would you do?
这就是一些很现实的问题。
These are all very practical questions.
我希望今天跟大家谈这些，像唐牧师刚才讲的，很冒险的一些问题。
I like to discuss with you very risky questions.
第一个，我们谈到北美洲华人教会存废的问题跟方向的问题。
Let us talk about the existence and the direction of the churches in North America.
我刚才说，我要从我个人过去差不多将近10年的自己在这一方面的心路历程跟大家分享。
I just like to share with you from my past experiences.
所以有一点像讲故事一样。
It might be like telling a story.
但是这个故事里面都有特别的含义。
But then they have its points.
我希望跟大家分享我自己主观的感觉。
I like to share with you my own subjective viewpoint.
在1973年和1974年，我跟师母两个人曾经第一次有机会到北美洲来走了一趟。
In 1973 and 74, my wife and I was able to come here to North America for a trip.
我们在短短3个多月的时间里面跑了70个城市。
In a short 3 months, we visited 70 cities.
走了26个 states, 26个州，加拿大3个省。
We visited visited 26 states and 3 provinces in Canada.
我们在 Tucson 在 Phoenix Arizona 100多度的气温，一直跑到 Winnipeg Canada -25度的气温，在那三个月的时间里面。
Within the 3 months, we've gone from 100 degrees in Tucson, Arizona, to -0 degrees in Winnipeg, Canada.
三个月的时间非常辛苦。
It was very painful for the 3 months.
那么等我们两个人回去在太平洋上空的时候，我们就检讨这三个月的见闻。
After returning to Taiwan, we examined our 3 months.
那个时候我们有几个结论。
We've come up with a few resolutions.
有一个结论跟我们的题目有关的。
One of the conclusions is very related with this.
我们对北美洲华人教会的存在有了很大的问号。
We had a great question mark concerning the existence of Chinese churches in North America.
因为那时候我们深深的觉得，照圣经的教导，教会没有种族的分别。
Because at that time we felt that the biblical concept of a church does not have to be nationalized.
在圣经里面的启示，你在什么地方你就应该加入那个地方当地的教会。
The Bible tells us that you have to go to the local church wherever you are.
那么为什么今天北美洲一定要成立那么多的中国的这华人的教会呢？
Therefore, we had a question about why there should be so many Chinese churches in North America.
所以有一个问题在那。
So there was one question.
但是那个问题跟我那个时候的侍奉没有任何的利害的冲突，所以我们就把那个问题放在那里，就没有再去考虑和深入的研究。
So we did not discuss it any more further because it did not have any conflict with his student ministry.
因为从1974年回到台湾以后，那个时候就忙着在各地旅行。
Because after 1974, we were very busy visiting places.
在香港领会，在东南亚领会。
We've led meetings in Hong Kong and Southeast Asia.
后来到瑞士去开会。
We went to Switzerland.
然后后来回来到韩国去开了一次福音大爆炸的会议。
Well, we led an evangelistic meeting in Korea.
所以那段时间就完全没有思想这个北美洲华人教会的问题。
So actually, we really didn't have any time to meditate or think about this question.
到了1975年的年初。
In 1975.
我们突然接到一封信。
So we received a letter.
是波士顿郊区中国教会寄给我们的一封信。
It's a letter from the Woburn Church.
那么说要我们考虑到这个教会来做牧师。
Requesting them to think whether they would be the pastor of their church.
那么那个时候原来的牧师焦牧师呢，因为他有神特别的感动，要带他到东南亚去。
At that time, Reverend Stephen Chu had a burden to go back to Southeast Asia.
所以他们就开了一个会，一个成立了一个 search committee， 那么要找一个新的牧师。
So therefore, they've established a search committee for searching for a pastor.
那么我们教会的长老严大夫呢，就建议，他说我有一个感动，我要建议在台湾的一个弟兄。
Our elder, Dr. Yan has suggested that we'd like to highly recommend a brother from Taiwan.
他讲了说他有一个建议，但是他没有把名字讲出来。他接着说，他说我想他不会来。
He said, you know, I'd like to recommend this person, but then probably he wouldn't come.
那他要建议又认为不会来，那何必建议呢？
Then why would you have to recommend somebody you think wouldn't come anyway?
但是教牧师说，哎，是哪一个？你把名字讲出来。
So Reverend Stephen Chu said, name him.
那么王牧师你把名字讲出来。
And Reverend Wang said, name him too.
那么严大夫就说，是一位在台湾少年传奇的李秀全弟兄。
So Dr. Yan said, it's Brother Morley Lee.
那么非常稀奇的这个教牧师说，哎，他一定会来，他好像很有把握，因为他有先知的这个恩赐。
It's very amazing how Reverend Stephen Chu said he will come. It's very prophetic.
王牧师说李秀全他是谁呀？
And Reverend Wang asked, who's Morley Lee?
后来他想了半天。他都想了很久。
And he thought for a long time.
牧师是个好牧师，可以请他。
And he said, Reverend Lee is a very good pastor.
那这个事情是我后来才知道。
And this is something that I've learned later.
但人家这样跟我讲的时候，我很高兴。
And when they first told me that, I was really happy.
因为王牧师是中国教会那么出名的牧师。
Because Reverend Warren is a very famous pastor.
他说李牧师好，那这个是真的好了。
And if Reverend Warren said Reverend Lee is good, that's really good.
但后来你知道，他说我好是怎么个好法呢？
But how good is he?
后来我才知道，原来后面还有故事。
Later on, I heard a lot of stories behind.
他说，人家就问他李牧师怎么好。
They asked him how good is Reverend Lee.
哦，他说因为李师母好。
Mrs. Lee is good.
人家说为什么李师母好
？Why is Mrs. Lee good？
那你猜他怎么说
？What do you think he said？
因为李师母是福州人。
Mrs. Lee is from Fujian.
That's
Fujian.
Fujian. 因为王牧师是福州人。
because they're from the same family.
所以那个时候我被教会看那么看重，因为王牧师说了很多好话，结果贞洁是因为我太太好，我太太是福州人。
The only reason why they were highly recommended is because of Mrs. Lee and because of her place of origin.
我接到这封信以后
，But I received this letter.
那封信里面写的非常的诚恳。
They're very sincere in the letter.
他说李牧师，请你不要那么快答应我，请你为这件事情祷告。
They said, Reverend Lee, we ask that you prayerfully consider this proposition.
所以1975年4月，我们收到这封信。
We received this letter in April.
April 75. 我们一直后来我们收到信，我就回了一封信给教会。
So I replied this letter to the church.
我说这个决定很难决定。
I said it's a very hard decision.
我说拖太久对你们不公平。
It's not fair if I just prolong it.
太快叫我回答对我不公平。
It's not fair for me to reply very quickly.
所以我好不好？75年12月31号作为 deadline.
So I like to make December 31st the deadline.
所以你们可以看见，我给自己8个月的时间来考。
So I gave myself 8 months to decide on this factor.
所以我们就迫切的祷告。
So we sincerely prayed for God.
我们向神提出三个要求。
We place 3 expectations.
那么求主给这三个问题都给我们很清楚的答案。
And we ask God to find the solutions for these 3 questions.
那前面两个问题我不提了，因为跟今天的题目没有关系。
The first 2 questions has nothing related to this topic.
第三个问题跟我们今天的题目有关系。
So the third topic is very related.
我不是说我7374来美国的时候，回去的时候我们讨论那个问题。
In 73 and 74, when we first came to the States, we had that question.
就是我们怀疑北美洲有成立中国教会的需要。
We questioned the existence of Chinese churches in North America.
现在是有个教会请我来做牧师。
Now this Chinese church is asking me to be the pastor.
它是一个中国教会。
It's a Chinese church.
我反对北美洲有中国教会。
I've opposed the existence of Chinese churches here in North America.
我怎么可以答应一个北美洲的中国教会来做牧师呢？
How can I accept this position to be the pastor of the Chinese church?
除非把这个问题解决。
Unless I solve this problem.
我不能答应。
I cannot accept it.
因为对我的良心。
Because for my conscience.
我会不安的。
Because it would not be peaceful.
我不能为别的好的理由而堵塞了我这个良心很看重的这个问题。
I cannot accept the position because of all the advantages and neglect this conscience.
前面两个问题虽然很难很稀奇，反而解决了。
The first 2 problems have been solved very immediately and amazingly.
这个问题足足有差不多8个月的时间，我没有答案。
The last question I didn't have any answer for the fully 8 months.
75年10月底的时候 ，Billy Graham 在台湾有一次大布道会。
In October of 75, Billy Graham had a big crusade in Taiwan.
那么我在大会里面，有一份很重要的工作。
I had a very important work in there.
那么因为筹备太忙太累。
Because I was just too busy in the preparatory work.
11月31号，75年10月31号，正式病倒 ，hepatitis 肝炎。
November 31st, 1975, I was sick with hepatitis.
感谢主，让我有机会好好的关在家里，安静思想这个问题。
I just really want to thank God that He has given me this opportunity to just partly meditate upon this question.
从11月1号开始。
From November 1st.
差不多每天早上我读经的时候，我都拿一张白纸出来。
Every morning during my devotion, I came up with a white piece of paper.
这是我多年的习惯。
That's my own practice.
当我要做一个决定的时候
，Whenever I have to come up with a decision.
经过祷告
，Through prayer.
我就拿出一张纸在神面前说：“主啊，我现在开始要思想和分析。”
I'm coming up with a piece of paper. I have to meditate and to just examine it.
求你管理我的思想。
Well, I pray that you will just control my thoughts.
我就把 pros and cons 放在两边。
I've differentiated between the pros and the cons.
然后我就写下来。
I wrote down all of them.
我再怎么写。
How am I going to write?
我都没有办法克服那一个问题，到底北美洲为什么要有华人教会
？I cannot still solve the problem about the existence of Chinese churches in North America.
到了75年12月28号。
On December 28th, 1975.
我的医生就是看我病的那个医生。
My own physician.
有一天突然到我家来看我。
Someone who came and visited me at home.
他是个英国医生。
He's an Englishman.
他是一个医生的一个宣教士 ，Dr. Dale.
His name is Dr. Dale.
然后他来找我。
He came to visit me.
那天他要跟我谈另外一个问题。
He came to talk to me another problem.
关于灵恩的问题，说方言的问题。
It's about speaking in tongues.
那么没有想到一坐下来我就问他。
And when he sat down, I just asked him.
我就 Donald， 我说你知不知道我现在正在祷告，要到北美洲去接受一个教会的邀请。
I said, Donald, do you know that I'm considering about accepting the position of pastor in North America?
就丁大夫说, 啊, 我没听说过。
He said, I've never heard about it.
因为这个医生跟我们家很熟。
This physician is very close to us.
他是我两个孩子接生的医生。
The private physicians for the two children.
那么他说你, 怎么我都没有听说这个消息。
How come I've never heard of this news?
我说我现在告诉你, 能够把你的意见告诉我。
Now that I'm telling you, I hope you could give me your feedback.
他说很简单。
That's very simple.
你不应该去。
You shouldn't go.
他有两个原因告诉你不应该去。 说第一个原因,
First of all,
说你在这里校园团契工作的机会绝对比在美国任何一个教会的机会大。
The work in your fellowship right now is greater than any work you can do in North America.
我想从台湾来的弟兄姊妹了解这句话。
Probably a lot of brothers and sisters from Taiwan can.
说你在台湾可以 very strategically 来碰到许许多多的年轻人。
In Taiwan, you can very strategically meet a lot of students.
那么你到美国。 你的教会大到就是五百人，你就是一天到晚就是面对这五百人而已。
In the States, maybe the greatest number you can have is about 500 people.
所以这是第一个原因，我认为神在这里对你的需要比在美国任何地方的需要更大。
So for the first reason, I think God can use you greatly here in Taiwan more than in America.
第二个理由,
the second reason is
我根本反对北美洲有中国的教会。
I really oppose the fact of the existence of Chinese churches in North America.
我们英国人到你们台湾来。
We Englishmen have come to Taiwan.
我一来就参加你们这里的聚会所，他们聚会所的弟兄。
The minute that I came here, I've attended your local church.
你想想看，如果我要成立一个英国教会，那是像什么话？
If I wanted to establish an English church here in Taiwan, what would it be like?
所以圣经上没有这样的带领和启示。
The Bible does not tell. Give you this kind of revelation. I was really happy. I prayed for 8 months. Now I've come up with a solution. That was on Sunday.
因为医生不让我去做礼拜，根本那两个月关在家里不让我出去。
My physician won't let me go out even for Sunday services.
所以家里面都没有人在家。And
nobody was at home.
后来那天我跟他祷告完，他就回去了。And
after we prayed, he went home.
我很高兴，我在房子里面祷告。I
was really happy and I prayed.
为什么我感谢你？Lord,
I want to thank you.
可以拿起笔来写一封信，告诉 Boston 教会我不去了。
I can pick up my pen and tell them that I won't be going.
但是我说我一定要等我太太回来，我跟她商量以后再来写这封信。But
then I can only write this letter after consulting with my wife.
所以我就在那里一面走一面继续在思想。So
I kept on walking, kept on meditating.
突然之间，两个英文字浮现在我的脑海里。So
two English words came upon my mind.
一个字是 now.
The first word is now.
第二个字是 generation.
The next is generation.
那个时候在台湾，这两个字很流行。
At that time in Taiwan, these were two very popular words.
We are the now generation.
We are the now generation.
所以我就突然想到这两个词。Suddenly,
I came across these two words.
那么，马上就另外一节圣经非常清楚的在那个时候，在我心里面跳出来。Another
verse from the Bible suddenly came upon my mind.
我要大家一起看。I'd
like you to read it.
请看《使徒行传》13章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 13.
36节.
Verse 36.
这节圣经是那天神很清楚的在我里面出来.
It's something that just really came upon clearly upon my head.
特别是36节的小字在中文圣经里面.
Let's look at the small word in verse 36.
英文大概没有.
Probably there's no translation in English.
36节中文说大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡，小字说大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人就睡了。我们请Esther念英文。
The English version says, for David, after he has served the counsel of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
What translation is this?
This is RSB.
Okay, New International Version, NIV. So, for when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. 那么我那时候就想到这一节圣经里面的一句话, his generation, 他的那一代。
I came across this word, his generation.
很稀奇, 一个 now generation 跟 his generation 在我里面带来很大的冲击。
His generation and the now generation came upon me very heavily.
就在那一天下午，这一节圣经，这一个思想开始再把这个北美洲华人教会的存在问题连在一起。
It was that afternoon because of these two words I've come up with a relationship between the church, the existence of the churches in North America.
你知道我为什么觉得北美洲没有成立中国教会的需要？
Why is it that I didn't feel the need of the existence of churches in North America? to reason.
第一个原因，我在圣经里面找不到一个所谓某一种种族的教会的这一种说法。
Because I've never come up with any biblical concept or principle behind it supporting it.
第二
，secondly，
教会会生下一代，对不对？
Churches would always
have second or third generation.
Have second or third generation.
第二、第三、第四代以后，在北美洲的中国人。
Concerning the second and third generations, especially Chinese generations.
我们叫做 ABC, American born China.
We call them ABCs.
那么这些 ABC 呢，虽然它有外面是中国人的样子，但是它的思想，它的各方面都已经非常西方了。
We know that outwardly they look like Chinese, but inwardly the thoughts are very Western.
那么慢慢的，他们讲台一定要用英文。
Therefore, gradually the pulpit has to use English.
因为讲英文，所以他们很自然就会请一些美国同学朋友来参加聚会。
Because the sermons in English probably naturally they bring the American friends along.
那么这个教会慢慢慢慢就会变成，也许以中国人为主的 international church.
Then probably this church will become a Chinese-centered international church.
语言是英文。
The language is English.
所以我觉得何必在这里成立中国教会呢
？So why should we establish a Chinese church?
但是那天下午神给我看见。
But this, that afternoon God has shown me.
是 my generation.
It's a my generation.
或者说 my generation.
It's my generation.
所以我从这个角度来想。
And from this perspective.
我说是的，如果今天北美洲的教会，中国教会。
True, the Chinese churches in North America.
过了三代、四代以后，慢慢同化变成一个美国教会。
After the third or the fourth generation, probably become an American church. Then that won't be any problem.
但是我现在去，我是服侍我这一代的人。
But then now that I'm gone, I'm serving my generation.
我就开始想从这个角度来想。
And from this perspective, I started thinking.
感谢主，那个想法给我这次四年来在 Boston Reuben 的教会给我一个很清楚的目标和方向。
And I just really want to thank God that this concept has given me a great motive or goal in my four years of service in Reuben.
第一个，我想到一件事情。
The first thing that I thought about.
在过去二十年的时间里面。
In the past 20 years.
神实实在在用了北美洲的华人查经班和教会，带领不少中国人信主。
True, God has used the Chinese Bible study groups and fellowship to bring a lot of
and church
and churches to bring friends to become Christians.
这些人在台湾、香港、东南亚没有时间，也许不屑于进教会的。
These people have never attended or didn't have any time to attend churches in their homeland.
或者来到美国
，after coming to the states，
想家可能
，maybe they're homesick。
想吃中国菜可能
，they want to eat Chinese food。
想说中国话可能
，want to speak Chinese。
所以他们听说那里有个茶经，他们去。
Therefore, when they see that there's a Chinese conference, they go.
他们听说那里有中国教会，他们去。
They hear that there's a church, they go.
我十分相信，在他们这种孤单的时候，他们不太容易会想到到一个美国的教会去。
I'm sure that in their boredom, they will never think about going to American church.
但因为有一个华人的教会
，but because of this overseas church,
这些人接触了福音
，they've come close to the gospel.
我想问一下，在我们中间
，I'd like to ask all of you，
在美国信主的，请你举手。
How many of you believe Jesus Christ in the States？
请你举一下，我看一下。在美国信主。
How many people have accepted Christ in the States？
感谢，请放下，请放下。那么我们会发现，实际上有很多这样的人。
I'm sure that there's a lot of people like you.
神是用了中国的教会在北美洲带领这些人信主。
God has used the Chinese churches here in North America to bring the gospel to them.
My generation.
My generation.
你们是我的 generation。第二。
Secondly.
中国教会、华人教会在北美洲这些年来做了一件很有意义的事情。
The Chinese churches in North America has done something very interesting.
除去一些很好的基督徒回到香港、台湾跟东南亚。
They've raised a lot of very good Christians to return to their homeland.
现在在香港学生工作的总干事是一个医生。
The chairman of the student ministry in Hong Kong is a doctor.
他叫蔡元云医生。
His name is Dr. Tsai.
他是在 Winnipeg, Canada 读书的。
He was studying in Winnipeg, Canada.
他读完书以后回到香港，先做了一段时间医生。
He returned to Hong Kong to become a doctor.
后来在《突破》杂志做很多的工作。
He's done a lot of work with Breakthrough Magazine.
那么后来觉得神呼召他回到美国读神学。
And God had called him to return to the States to go to seminary.
然后他现在回到香港做学生工作的总干事。
Now he's returned to Hong Kong to be the chairman of the student ministry.
接续陈喜先牧师的工作。
He's followed the work of Reverend
Chen Hei Hin.
Chen Hei Hin.
在台湾也有很多这样的例子。
And there's a lot of similar cases.
我们都认识韩伟弟兄。
A lot of you are familiar with Dr. Paul Han.
他在费城的教会。
He was in church in Philadelphia.
那么神呼召他回去当院长。
God had called him back to be the superintendent.
President of the medical college. 那么去年现在讲去年，因为昨天是七月。去年他到我家的时候
，Last year when he came to my house，
他要我为他祷告。
He wanted me to pray for him。
他说他不久可能会退休。
He said probably he'll retire in a few years。
他有两个地方他考虑去。
There's two places he'd like to go。
一个是在台湾南部一个小地方叫恒春，有一个基督教医院，他要去那边做医生，传福音。
He wants to be a medical doctor in one of the small provinces in southern Taiwan。
那么另外一个可能，他说他要全世界出来做传道，他不知道你们校园团契要不要我。
The other possibility is I'd like to come out to be a full-time minister, and I don't know if his fellowship would like to have him.
我后来马上写一封信回台湾，我说赶快去找韩伟。
So I really want to write back to his fellowship and tell him to just get in contact with Dr. Han.
这些年来，许多这样的弟兄姊妹回到东南亚、台湾、香港。
There's a lot of brothers and sisters who are returning to Taiwan and Hong Kong.
因为中国教会。
Because of the Chinese churches.
当然，美国教会也可以做这样的事。
True, the American churches can do things.
但成为一个 movement 是借助这样的团体而来的。
But then this movement has been caused because of the Chinese churches. And thirdly,
北美洲的华人教会
the Chinese churches in North America
可以做一件很划时代的一个工作
can do a very practical task.
就是大陆传福音的工作
is to preach the gospel to mainland China.
很多人说这是理论。
A lot of people think it's very theoretical.
很多人说这是不可能的事情。
A lot of people think it's impractical.
但是我要告诉你们是可能的事情。
But then I'd like to tell you it's very real.
我两个礼拜以前我讲还不太会讲。
Two weeks ago, probably I wouldn't have.
现在我比较有把握告诉你们。
But then now I have more confidence in telling.
因为一个多礼拜以前有一个家庭到我家来。
Because a week ago a family came up to our house.
我不能告诉你他们的名字。
I can't tell you their names.
因为我觉得对他们、对传福音、对所有的工作都不是很方便。
Because for them it won't be very convenient for them to evangelize.
他们夫妇在祷告。
The couple was praying.
因为他们的这个弟兄的公司要派他在今年的九月到北京去两年。
The company wants to assign him to Peking for 2 years.
他来我家问我。
He came up to me and asked.
我鼓励他们。
I encouraged him to go.
我鼓励他们有一个条件。
I
encouraged him with one condition.
With one condition.
就是说你们夫妇要同心。
You have to be very united.
那么他们在祷告。
So they continue to pray.
实在不容易。
It's very hard.
因为回去两年。
Returning for 2 years.
If it's only a couple, it's very easy, but they've got children.
If it's only a couple, it's very easy, but they've got children.
他们现在的症结就在这里，为孩子。
And the great question mark is upon the children.
就到底他们在北京要受什么样的教育？
What kind of education should the children have in Peking?
北京有两个教英文的，就是两个所谓 American school.
They have two American schools in Peking.
一个是美国人办的。
One is sponsored by Americans.
学费非常的贵。
The tuition is very expensive.
一个是政府办的。
The other is government sponsored.
但是有一点担心，对小孩子会不太好。
They are afraid of some brainwashing propaganda.
所以他们夫妇两个就是为这件事情还在祷告。
And this couple is still praying about this matter.
这是可能的。
It's a possibility.
这两个人在我家跟我谈的时候，我非常的受感动。
I was really touched and moved when they came to talk to me.
我告诉他们。
I told them.
我说你们两年没有带一个人信主没有关系。
It doesn't matter if you don't lead anybody to Christ within the 2 years.
但是你们这两年的经验可以帮助我们许许多多的弟兄姊妹。
But then these 2 years' experience can really help a lot of brothers and sisters.
请你们为他们两个人祷告。
I hope that you may be able to pray for them.
其实许多人很想从中国大陆出来。
A lot of people want to come out of mainland China.
但是这里有几个弟兄姊妹，他们愿意回到那里去，为着福音的缘故回去。
But then there are brothers and sisters who want to return to mainland China because for the sake of the gospel.
我想了这三点以后。
After these three questions,
你看
three
短短的八个月考虑了八个月，决了定，就在不到两个钟头，180度变成另外一个决定。
I've come up with one solution or one resolution after 8 months of prayer, but then it's changed completely after just 2 hours of thought.
所以我带着这样的挑战来到北美洲。
But with this challenge, I've came to the United States.
我顺便讲一个插出去的话。
I'd like to just add a footnote.
在我们教会。
In our church.
我们是用国语翻译英文。
We use Mandarin translated into English.
但是我们教会有不少香港来的弟兄姊妹。
But there's a lot of brothers and sisters from Hong Kong.
有的时候他们就问我。
A lot of times they ask me.
他们说李牧师为什么我们不开一个广东话组
？Normally, why don't we start a Cantonese group?
我坚持不要有个广东话组。
I really oppose having a Cantonese group.
两个原因。
Two reasons.
一个原因呢？
First,
在 Boston 已经有一个很好的广东话的教会。
In Boston, we already have a very good Cantonese church.
如果你真的觉得讲广东话那么自由，那么那个，我鼓励你到那个教会去聚会。
I'd like to encourage you to go to the Cantonese church if you really feel more comfortable with Cantonese.
但是我鼓励你去以前，我还要跟你多谈两分钟。
But then before I encourage you to leave, I'd like to talk.
留下来。
You know, I'd like to talk with you and to advise you to stay.
为什么劝你留下来
？Why is it that I'd like to advise you to stay?
我要你学国语。
I want you to learn Mandarin.
我要你学国语。
I want you to learn Mandarin.
尤其是你们教会的牧师国语讲得那么好。
Especially Reverend Lee speaks very good Mandarin.
开玩笑，这可不可以不录？我为什么要教学国语
？Why is that I want you to learn Mandarin？
顺便我在这里向其他的讲广东话背景的弟兄姊妹告诉你。
I like to tell you with people from Hong Kong。
现在全世界的人四个里面就有一个中国人。
Within the whole world population, a quarter of the population is Chinese。
我不知道将来这个国语会不会成为相当国际流行的一个话，我不知道。
I don't know if Mandarin would become a very popular universal language.
这可能是蛮大的。
The possibility is great.
你知道这些中共在联合国的代表
？We know that all the representatives at United Nations.
他们尽量绝不讲英文，都是讲国语。
They avoid speaking English. They try to use Mandarin.
那么换句话说，他们任何演讲，他们能讲英文的，他们还是用国语来演讲。
Even if they can't speak English, they would rather prefer to use Mandarin.
那么这种对国语的推动，对中文的推动
，this is a great force behind learning Mandarin.
我希望我们基督徒在这一方面能够多下一点功夫。
I hope that we as Christians may be able to put a little more effort in.
你会讲英文
？You can speak English.
你从香港来的，你广东话讲得很好。
You're from Hong Kong. Your Cantonese is good.
你如果国语再会讲
，If you can speak Mandarin，
我看将来你的工作找职业可能都方便了很多。
I'm sure you've got a very bright future.
我不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
我们教会有好几个弟兄。
In our church, there's a few brothers.
因为他会这几种语言。
Because that he's capable or fluent in these three languages.
他今天在他公司的被看重的地位比三年五年前更高。
He's very highly respected within his own company, which is something that you can't think about 3-5 years.
在我们教会好多这样的弟兄。
So there's a lot of brothers and sisters like that.
所以我们在教会强调国语。
Therefore, we like to emphasize Mandarin in our church.
就不要走啊。
So please don't leave.
我有这三个背景，我来到这里学习牧会。
So from these three backgrounds, that's how I came to learn.
但是我这四年，我一直带着，请你们不要觉得我是假谦，我真的带着一个很谦卑的心，在这里寻求更清楚的方向。
But then within this past 4 years, I've really come humbly asked God to give me a clearer direction.
我带着很大的期望参加两次的北美洲华人福音会议。
I've attended two meetings
in Nicosia. 一次在 Toronto， 一次在 Los Angeles.
The first one was at Toronto, and the other is at Los Angeles.
我带着很高的期望，想从许多属灵的先进，他们在美国比我多很久的那些牧师，从他们希望得到一些到底北美洲中国教会何去何从。
I had great aspirations going to these two meetings to be able to obtain experiences and the thoughts of other pastors who have been here for a long time.
下面这句话我不怕录音下来。
I'm not afraid of recording the following words.
我心里面非常非常的沉重。
I really admire them.
Yeah. I'm very heavy.
My heart is very heavy.
Heavily admired.
Heavily admired.
两次的这个聚会
，Within these two meetings，
非常非常的失望。
I was very dissatisfied。
两个礼拜的聚会
，Meetings for 2 weeks。
我找不
，Month by month。
但是感谢主，带着这样的心去，主还是给我一些副产品，得到一点好处。
But then I just really want to thank God that although I was very disappointed, I got something out of it。
我有一个很特别的观察。
I had a very good observation。
两次的聚会有一个讨论的很激烈的一个 issue。
During these 2 weeks, we talked about a very very good topic.
It's a hot issue.
A very hot issue.
就是 ABC 跟 OBC 的问题。
The relation between ABCs and OBCs.
ABC is American-born Chinese. OBC is overseas-born Chinese. Okay. 在我们中间 ABC, would all the ABC raise your hands? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Okay. Okay, 谢谢，请放下。Four ABC. So the rest of you are OBC, right? Okay, OBC. 那他们在讨论什么问题？
What were they discussing?
ABC 的弟兄姊妹站起来。
The ABC brothers stood up.
No, 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 no. 我是在那个聚会里面。You don't have to. 然后他们站起来，就向 OBC 的弟兄姊妹抱着拳头说话。
They just forcibly challenge or talk to the OBCs.
他说：“你们这些 OBC 的弟兄姊妹完全不看重我们。
”The ABCs accused of the OBCs of not respecting them.
你们轻看我。
They look down upon them.
我们到 OBC 的教会，我觉得你们根本不理我。
We go to OBC church and you just don't even, you know.Talk to us.
Okay, 就是有这一种的情况在两次的聚会里面。
And we had this kind of situation, this kind of atmosphere at the two meetings.
我在旁边观察这件事情。
I was observing this.
我突然对我几年来的问题做了一个重新的检讨。
And after we examined this issue.
我不是说第二代、第三代的中国教会就没了吗？就没有中国教会，因为变成 international church。
I just said, well, I come to the conclusion that after the second and third generation, it doesn't mean that the Chinese church has become an American church or international church.
那都是这一批现在的 ABC, 他们并没有这样的倾向，还一直回过来找 OBC 的弟兄姊妹说，我们要合作，我们要在一起。
We know that the trend is that the ABCs are returning to the OBC church and they want to be united.
这是一个很有趣的一个问题。
It's a very interesting problem.
有几位是从 Malaysia 来的，请举手。
How many of you are from Malaysia?
Malaysia, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh, even more than ABC, good. 看一下。
I've come across a material.
在马来西亚 Malaysia, 有多少中国人华人
How many Chinese are there in Malaysia?
35%, maybe something like that?
37%.
37%? 37%. Okay, 我这个大家不对了，因为他们我的资料是说 70% is Malay.
My material says 70%.
Okay, never mind. Oh, 75% 是差不多是中国人。The
35% are Chinese Irish.
其他的都是马来人跟印度人。
The others are the Malayans or the Indians.
那么单单卫理公会就是只有一个叫卫理公会，他们从68年到80年，就是去年做了一次的统计。
This denomination has come up with a survey from 68 to 70
to 80. 他们从46间的教会发展到86间的教会。
From 46 churches they've expanded to 86 churches.
华人的教会。
That's overseas churches. Chinese churches.
而且在这段时间里面，他们成立了一个华人的马来亚神学院。
And during this time, they have started a Chinese Malayan seminary.
Well, never mind. 这是一个马来亚的一个神学院。
It's a seminary.
是用华文的，是用中文的。
They use Chinese.
那么从这一些，我们就发现，今天在南洋，在马来西亚，有许许多多的中国人，大概都是好几代的这个中国人，华人。
I'm sure from this we can see that there's a lot of, second, third generation Chinese.
但是现在在新马还有那么多的华人教会。
But then here in Malaysia, there are a lot of overseas Chinese.
所以这里我们可以有一个特别的一个要注意到的一个因素。
And this is one factor that we have to be reminded upon.
另外就是第一天晚上我跟唐牧师谈到我要讲的这些题目，他给我一个资料。
Reverend Tan gave me some material when I talked to him the first night.
他说在 Oakland, California.
He said in Oakland, California.
一个教会很特别。
There's a very specific church.
都是 ABC 跟 ABJ.
The ABCs and ABJ.
American born Japanese. Okay, ABC and ABJ. 那个教会十年来都是100多人，都没有增加。
Within the past 10 years, they always have a congregation of 100 people. It's never increased.
唐牧师说他做了一次的这个调查。
And Reverend Tan said he had a survey.
他发现为什么会十年来都没有 growth.
So he Why isn't there any growth within these past years?
因为他发现一个很特别的一个现象。
Because he found out a very extraordinary.
这些 ABC 在那个教会里面聚会。
The ABCs attend church.
等到他们年龄到35岁左右，就离开这个教会。
When they come to the age of 35, they leave.
平均35岁。
Average 38.
到哪里去呢
？Where do they go？
回到华人教会去聚会。
They go back to the overseas Chinese church. Overseas Chinese church.
到普通说华语的中国教会去。
They go back to the church that speaks Chinese.
ABJ 也是一样。
ABJ is the same.
到了30几岁，他们就跑回自己的日本化的教会去。
After they reach about age 30, they return to the Japanese church.
他不会讲中文，他不会讲日文。
They cannot speak Chinese or they cannot speak Japanese.
他们宁愿回到那个教会，他们不愿意在这一个他们 feel very comfortable 的一个教会。
They would rather prefer to go to back to the original church rather than feel comfortable in this church.
唐牧师的分析。
Reverend Tan's solution.
有两个原因。
He comes with two reasons.
第一个原因，为什么35岁呢？
Why at the age of 35?
因为这些人都有他们特别的职业。
Because we know that they have their own career.
那么这些职业，他们发现要找生意啊。
Through these careers, they know that they have to find business.
他们发现在美国人当中没有办法跟 Caucasian 来竞争。
They feel that they cannot through the career get interrelated with the Caucasians.
所以呢，他们仍然认为呢，他们的同民族背景的人呢，比较容易，不管是律师，不管是医生，不管是什么。
Regardless of their profession, whether they're lawyers or anything, they feel more comfortable or they can get more business with their own people.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
他们自己到30几岁的时候。
When they arrive at the age of 30.
就很后悔不会讲中文。
They regret they can't speak Chinese.
就开始逼自己的儿子女儿要学中文。
They force their own children to speak Chinese.
什么地方学呢？到中国教。
Where do they learn it? They go back to the church.
所以这是一些现象，我不是给他有任何的判断，这只是给你们一些 phenomena.
This is not any kind of judgment, but it's a trend that's been happening.
所以我们就看见今天北美洲的中国教会的存废问题，慢慢我们得到一个正面的一个答案。
So here we've come up with a very good solution concerning the existence of Chinese churches in North America.
当然，我不敢非常主观的。强烈的推动这样的一个思想。
I cannot dare forcibly force this conclusion upon others.
教会是主的。
The church is God's.
当然，主怎么带领，我们不敢说什么话。
We cannot say if God leads this church.
但是我们也看见纯粹的问题，也看见方向的问题。我希望对大家有一点帮助。
But then here we can see the matter of existence and the matter of direction.
但有一个我要提醒大家。
But I'd like to remind all of you.
既然有华人教会。
Now that we have Chinese churches,
我们不可以有一种非常关闭的态度对我们西方的弟兄姊妹。
We cannot be very exclusive
towards
our Western friends.
今天有很多华人的教会，也许因为自卑。
Maybe there's a lot of Chinese churches because of the inferiority complex.
缺少一些该有的交通与我们西方的弟兄姊妹。
They lack the sharing or the fellowship that they should have with some Caucasians.
Okay, 这个我暂时停到这里。有没有问题关于这个？
Do you have any questions concerning this?
Okay, 也许你们想想看，等一下再给你们问。那么现在讲第二个题目。
The second topic I'd like to talk about is
怎么选择一个教会。
How do you pick your own church?
刚才我说有人在查经班信主。
I've mentioned that somebody believes in Christ.
那个地方没有华人教会。
They don't have a local church.
是不是就不要有教会生活？
Does that mean that you don't have to have a church?
当然，这个答案是否定。
Of course, that's the answer is no.
那么我们也应该思想，即使一个美国教会，我们有什么标准来选择它
？What kind of standard or criteria do we have to pick American?
在北美洲信主，现在回到东南亚去。
For those people who return to Southeast Asia after believing,
你回到台湾，你要参加什么教会
？You return to Taiwan, which church should you attend?
回到香港要参加什么教会
？You return to Hong Kong, which church should you attend?
哦，香港、台湾教多的不得了。
In Hong Kong, there's a lot of Chinese churches.
到底你应该参加哪一个
？Which one should you attend?
有什么原则
？What kind of criteria?
一般来讲，我们有好几个原则。
First of all, we have a lot of criteria.
那么，讲到这里，我想你们选教会有一个我先提一件事情。
I'd like to mention first of all.
千万不要相信 Yellow Page.
Never believe in the Yellow Pages.
我不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
有人到了一个地方。
When somebody goes to a place,
翻开 yellow page,
they open the yellow pages.
他就看到哪一个教会。
They look at the churches.
最近我家的。
They pick the one that's nearest home.
我就去了。
And I just go.
常常到了一些稀奇古怪、莫名其妙的教会。
You come to churches that's very weird.
那么这一点要小心。
So you have to be very careful.
我不以 yellow page 为原则提供给你们。
The yellow page should not be a criteria.
普通我们是说空间。Space.
We constantly mention about space.
或者 location.
Or location.
就是说离我家比较近，比较方便。
The closer to home, the better. It's more convenient.
因为这个也是圣经里面所谓地方教会的原则是这样的。
Well, this is a principle of the Bible concerning the local church.
语言当然是一个问题，但你如果不是选一个英文教，这语言，比如你回到台湾、香港，那么你哪一个语言方便，你当然去参加哪一个教会。
Of course, the language is a criteria too. You pick the one that you're most comfortable with.
那么还有就是说，你在那里能不能找到有同工，有没有朋友，有没有亲戚，有没有家人，有没有同事？如果有的话，你在那边有伴，比较容易在一起配搭。
Another criteria is if you have any friends, colleagues, relatives attending the same church, then you have somebody to go with.
当然，信仰纯正也是一个很重要的一个原因。
Another thing is faith itself.
那么这些我都没有办法细谈。
I cannot go into details.
总而言之，我们需要一个正确的心态是很重要的。
And then we have to come up with a very
right mentality.
Right mentality.
这个心态是什么呢
？What's this mentality?
就是说，我们必须接受我第一天讲，我们必须接受地上的教会。不是完全。
We have to accept the fact that the local church is imperfect.
我第一天讲的那个笑话其实不是我发明的，是我在一个地方看来的。
The proverb or the joke that I mentioned the first day is not my original.
有一个人说他要找一个完全的教会。
One person said that he wants to find a very perfect church.
我加入一个完全的教会。
If I enter a perfect church.
但是那个笑话说，等你找到一个完全的教会，你赶快加入。
The joke says that once you find your perfect church and enters it,
你一加入你就发现这个教会不完全。
The minute you join it, you know that it's incomplete.
因为你参加了。
Because you've attended it.
本来是很完全。
Originally it was perfect.
就因为你进去以后就变成不完全。
Because you've joined it, it becomes imperfect.
都给你害
了。Because of your fault.
我要讲一个非常重要的一个原则，是我很少在一般人那里听到。
I like to focus on a very important principle.
请我们看一节圣经。
Let's look at a verse in the Bible.
使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章，我们看三十五节。
Let's look at verse 35.
使徒行传二十章三十五节。
Acts 20, verse 35.
找到以后，我来读哈，请你们看。保罗在这里最后做一个结论，他说我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
In all things I have shown you that by so toiling one must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
什么原则呢？
What is this principle here?
这节圣经好像跟教会没有什么直接的关系。
It seems that this doesn't have a direct relationship with the church.
但最后一句话，保罗说：“施比受更为有福。”
We know that Paul also says it's more blessed to give than to receive.
有一个 give， 有一个 receive。
One is giving, the other is to receive.
那换句话说，我在这里给你们两个很重要，我自己这些年归纳出来的一个很重要选教会的原则。
I'd like to give you two principles concerning picking your own church.
第一个就是 receiving， 接受。
One is to receive.
能不能在这个教会蒙福？能不能在这个教会得到益处
？Can you receive any blessings? Can you receive any fulfillment from this church?
就是你在这个教会里面，是不是在你的灵性上是有进步的？
Is there any spiritual growth by attending this church?
我不是单单讲讲台。
I'm not just talking about the pulpit itself.
我不希望大家把讲台扩大到就等于一个教会。
I hope that you may be able to expand the pulpit so that it includes the whole church.
今天有人把讲台扩大成一个主日崇拜。
Some people expand the pulpit so that it's just a Sunday service.
他忘记他到礼拜堂去是敬拜神的。
They've forgotten that coming to church is to worship God.
他以为只是到礼拜堂去听到。
They think that coming to church is just to listen to the sermon.
所以有很多人十一点开始的聚会，他十一点半才到，又十一点半开始讲道。
So a lot of people, even the services start at 11, they arrive at 11:30.
有人把讲台扩大成一个教会。
Some people consider the sermon as a church.
用讲台来决定教会的有没有供应。
They use the sermon as a criteria to decide whether the church fulfills their needs or not.
有的时候可能讲台很弱。
Maybe true, the pulpit or the sermon might be weak.
但因为教会很有爱心。
But then the church has a lot of love.
也许那牧师不太会讲道。
Maybe the pastor cannot speak very eloquently.
这个牧师很会关心人。
But then he has a lot of care and concern for people.
你在那里得到帮助。
You've received help.
所以第一个我们要注意，能不能从这个教会蒙福，能不能在这个教会得益处。
So the first criteria is, are you able to receive or to obtain anything from this church?
这只是一部分。
That's just on one part.
你不能用这一部分来决定一切。
With this one part, you cannot decide everything.
你要注意下面一部分。
You have to consider the second part.
Receiving 跟 giving.
Receiving and giving.
你能不能够在这个教会贡献？你能不能够在这个教会有服事
？Are you able to give anything of your gifts in this church?
在一个教会，你只是说，哎呀，我到这教会来听道。
If your attitude is just coming to church to listen.
在台湾有很多这样的教会。
There's a lot of churches in Taiwan.
讲台非常 quote unquote 丰富。
The sermon quote unquote is very very good.
常常讲许多属灵的奥秘。
They constantly talk about the mysteries, spiritual mysteries.
一些圣经一些让人耳朵听了会发痒很舒服的道。我说舒服不是说很好听，就是说哎呀觉得很属灵的道。
They give very spiritual messages.
但他们也许得了，但是他们没有机会买上，没有机会给。
Maybe they've received abundantly, but they don't have any opportunities to give.
这样教会的弟兄姊妹出来以后
，The brothers and sisters from these kind of churches.
我们在 interdenomination 的校园团契碰到很多这样的基督徒。
We've come across a lot of Christians like these in the interdenomination.
他们眼睛长在上面
，Their eyes upon their heads.
因为他们所讲的道，他们所讲的话，他们所祷告的这个词句，其他弟兄姊妹都不行。
Because even their prayers and the words that they say is just very completely different from the other Christians.
他们祷告的词句，他们祷告的声调都是 stereotype 一样。
The content of their prayers is very stereotype.
很真是，非常的这个如雷贯耳，非常的大声，非常的这个好听。
It's very eloquent. It's nice to listen to.
但是让人家有一种被提到半空中脚不踏在地上的感觉。
But it feels as if you've just left in mid-air.
在台湾校园团契最后的四年的服事，我自己。
In the last 4 years that I was serving in Taiwan.
我非常强烈的在校园团契里面不许可弟兄姊妹多去接受这一类的影响。
I've emphasized once and over again that brothers and sisters should not be influenced by these.
我觉得今天中国教会受这一种的影响的害处比好处更大。
I feel that there's a lot more hindrances for the Chinese churches, to receive this kind of influence.
所以我们要接受，也要给。
Therefore, we have to receive and to give.
这是我特别在这里强调选教会的一个很重要的 giving and receiving.的一个原则。
And this is one of the most important criteria in picking a church. You have to be able to receive and give.
如果你在北美洲走来走去，或者换工作、换学校
，if you move around in North America,
你要找一个新到一个地方一个教会。
You have to go to a church.
先找你们的牧师商量一下。
You have to first consult with your own pastor.
现在在北美洲使者协会。
In North America, the Ambassadors for Christ
出了一本教会的 directory,
have come up with a directory of all the churches.
详详细细各地的查经班、教会的名字、牧师的名字，这里都有。
It gives you all the details of the church, the pastor's name.
如果你们要到一个新的地方，比如到 Seattle,
suppose you go to Seattle,
你就去找这个 Washington State 里面的西雅图的那个里面有七个中国教会。都写在上面。
There's seven Chinese churches within the city of Seattle.
你地址也有，时间也有，语言也有，牧师的名字有，牧师的家的地址也有，电话都有。
It gives you all the details: the time, the place, the pastor's name, his home address, his home phone, telephone.
那么你们可以在你们的牧师那里得到这样的一个资料。
And you can obtain this material from your own pastor.
容许我套用 Kennedy 讲的一句话。
Forgive me for using words from Kennedy.
你们知道他讲什么话？不要问教会能给你什么，要问你能够给教会什么。
It says, "Don't ask what the church can supply you. Ask yourself what you can give to the church."
过去这四年来
，within the past 4 years，
我做了一件事情，从来没有公开过的。
I've done something that I've never publicly mentioned it.
如果我发现在我们的教会里面
Suppose that within the church,
如果有人觉得非常 uncomfortable,
if some people feel very uncomfortable in our church,
我跟他交通
I fellowship and share with him.
如果他还是觉得很不舒服
if he still feels very uncomfortable,
我劝他离开
I encourage him to leave.
我劝他离开
I encourage him to leave.
我曾经劝过两对夫妇他觉得我们教会不合适他的背景和习惯。
I've encouraged two couples to leave because of the differences in background.
我鼓励他们去参加他们喜欢的 local church.
I've encouraged them to attend the local church.
他们在我们教会参加诗班，他们说圣经里根本没有诗班，诗班是异端。我说你既然觉得我们是异端，你就去参加一个没有诗班的教会。
Our church has a choir and they feel that there's no biblical basis and they think that it's heretic to have a choir in the church.
有一个弟兄有一次跟我非常严厉的提出与此交锋。
One brother seriously shared with me.
我们两对夫妇四个人坐在一起。
Two couples, four of us sitting together.
那么他就指着我说。
He pointed to me and said,
尼牧师，我怀疑你是不是一个真正神的仆人。
Reverend Lee, I question if you are truly the servant of God.
我想你是个基督徒，大概勉强还可以算得上。
I can say that you are a Christian.
但是是一个神有呼召的神的仆人，在我心里面有一个很大的问号。
But then I have a question as to whether you are truly fully called by God.
我非常谦卑的问他，为什么？
I humbly asked him what his reasons were.
后来他告诉我
He told me.
他说我从来没有听过你说方言。
I've never heard you speak in tongues.
我从来没有看见你有被圣灵充满的证据。
I've never seen you being fully filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为那天很严肃，所以我不敢跟他开玩笑。
So he was very serious, so I didn't want to joke with him.
本来我要告诉他我很会说方言。
I can really speak in tongues.
You say 广东话、台湾话、客家话，我都会说。
Yeah, I can speak in Cantonese, Mandarin.
对，他那不是讲这个意思。
But then he wasn't talking in this area.
后来他说，牧师，你一定要好好的追求说方言。
So he suggested to me that I should seriously consider speaking in tongues.
我那天没有多跟他谈话。
I didn't say anything more.
我说弟兄。
I said brother.
那么严重。
It's that serious.
只有两条路。
There's only two ways.
一条路就是我离开这个教会。
One is for me to leave the church.
一个就是你离开这个教会。
And the other is for you to leave the church.
我说现在看起来我离开这个教会的可能性很小。
I think the possibility is for me to leave the church is minimal.
我劝你离开这个教会。
I'd like to encourage you to.
到一个你很 comfortable 说方言的教会去。
That you may be able to attend the church that speaks in tongues.
你不要误会我的意思。
I hope that you won't misunderstand.
我不是反对圣灵的工作。
I'm not opposing the work of the Holy Spirit.
最近在我们教会，我一连串主日的讲到的题目就是讲圣灵的工作。
Within the past few weeks, I've constantly talked about the work of the Holy Spirit.
我相信我还有两三个月要讲这圣灵的题目在教会的主日崇拜。
I still have like 2-3 months more to go to talk about this topic on the Sunday
service. 我要讲圣灵的充满、圣灵的洗礼、圣灵的恩赐、方言等等，我都会提到。
I will mention about being full of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and things like that.
但是像这样极端的一个弟兄，我劝他最好是离开这个教会。
But this kind of brother, I can only encourage him to leave the church.
这件事情我从来没有公开的说过。
This is something I've never really publicly.
今天不只是公开的说，而且是把它录音下来。
This is not only publicly admitted, but it's being recorded.
我经过祷告，我觉得这些话我在神面前要负责任。
Through prayer, I know that I have to be responsible to God for these words.
所以千万不要以为说你在选教会，弟兄姊妹，教会也要选你。
You not only pick the church, but the church has to pick you.
今天我们说我们要选什么教会，好像很了不起。
It seems like we've got a very good point. You know, I have to pick a church.
你到底够不够资格在这个教会配搭？我觉得是另外一个问题。
But it's another problem if you are really qualified to be part of the church.
最后，我们看尊敬牧师和长老，这是我最喜欢讲的题目。
Lastly, let's talk about respect for the pastors and elders.
请我们看提摩太前书5:17.
Let's look at 1 Timothy 5:17.
That 善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.
再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5.
十二节十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节十三节。
First Thessalonians 5:12-13.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的功，用爱心格外的要尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。
Verse 12, but we beseech you, brethren, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves.
为什么要尊重神的仆人？
Why do we have to respect the servants of God?
因为第一，尊重神的仆人就是尊重神。
Because giving respect to the servant of God directly means giving respect to God.
第二，
Secondly,
神的仆人也是人。
The servant of God is also human.
他们不是神。
They're not God.
他们也有软弱。
They have their own weaknesses.
他们有失败。
They have their failures.
他们也需要被同情、被鼓励的时候。
They need time in which we can show our concern and care.
那你说他们的灵性比较高
？You can say they are spiritually high.
你知道灵性比较高的人，撒旦的攻击也比较厉害。
But you should know that spiritually high people, the work of Satan against them is great too.
所以这是两个非常重要的观念。第一，尊敬神的仆人，尊重神的仆人就是尊重神。
First of all, respect to the servant of God is giving direct respect to God.
第二，我们要接受神的仆人、牧师、长老、执事也是人。
You have to accept the fact that the pastors, deacons, and elders are also human beings.
刚刚两处的圣经都是说，好的人你要尊敬他，对不对？劳苦啊，他能有爱心啊，所以你要尊重他。那么那些坏的怎么办？
The two verses tell us that you have to give respect because they are good. But how about if they're bad?
偷懒的牧师怎么办？
How about people who steal, pastors who steal?
Lazy.
Oh, lazy person.
我趁机在想这个。因为刚才两处的声音都是讲的正面，好牧师、好传道、好长老，当然应当尊重，而且要加倍的尊重。
The two passages tell us that we have to give respect because they are good and to give them double honor.
我现在很快的花时间跟大家分析一下刚才我说的几个可能的失败。
I'd like to share with you a few details about some of our failures.
如果有神的仆人在讲台上没有供应怎么办？
What would you do if the pastor does not supply your needs?
我想第一个，我希望我们有一个对的观念。
I hope that you would have a right perspective.
传道人不是讲道人。
The preachers are not those who give the
Okay.
Missionaries are not just people who give sermons.
对，就是说，我们今天以为说。传道人他一定要会讲，如果不会讲，他干什么要做传道？我们有这种相等的观念。
We have this idea that all missionaries are supposed to be good preachers.
我不认为如此。
I don't think that's right.
你知道神今天要呼召你，不呼召你，不在乎你有没有口才。
When God calls you, He doesn't call you whether you're eloquent or not.
摩西说我是拙口笨舌的人。
We know that Moses says I'm not very eloquent.
今天有很多人说我没有口才来做借口推迟神的呼召。
A lot of people use this as an excuse.
错。
That's wrong.
神呼召你不一定完全就是站在台上。
God calls you not only to be upon the pulpit.
神呼召你也许。让你去做爱心关怀的工作。
Maybe God calls you to do work of love.
我碰到许许多多的牧师，不会讲道，但是很有爱心，帮助弟兄姊妹，一个一个在信心的里面把他们挽回过来。
I've met a lot of pastors who are not good preachers, but then they are able to bring brothers and sisters to Christ through love.
我发现很多在讲台上很有能力的讲员，一下到台上来，一点忍耐都没有。
I know a lot of very good preachers that can preach very good sermons. Once they come down from the pulpit, they don't have any patience at all.
因为神用不同的人帮助不同的人。
Because God uses different kind of people to help different kind of people.
所以你不要以为说讲台不好，一定是牧师不好。没有这种事情。
You cannot come up with the conclusion that just because he's not a good preacher, he's not a good pastor.
那第二，可能你对供应的这个了解有问题。
Maybe you have the wrong perspective.Concerning fulfillment.
可能你认为那种供应是那一种的讲道才叫有供应，这一种的讲道就没有供应。
You kind of typify this kind of sermon supplies you need, and the other type doesn't.
有一次有一个弟兄告诉我，说我在我们教会讲过。
There was one brother that came up to me and said.
他说
就说哎，李牧师啊，我们这一次的夏令会棒得不得了。
Reverend Lee, our summer conference was very good.
他的棒或者不棒好或者不好是什么做尺寸的？
What does he use as that criteria?
我就问他，我说怎么个棒法呢？
I asked him, how do you do it?
他说我们天天晚上哭到两点钟。
We cry till 2 a.m. every night.
这个没有坏哈，他们如果真是认罪悔改，圣灵大大的工作，真是好，真是感谢主。
Yeah, it's not a bad thing if the Holy Spirit really convicts each one of us and to cry till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's really good.
所以没有什么可笑的，真是我们今天缺少这一种的退休会。
We lack these kind of summer conferences.
缺少在神的面前为罪为义为审判自己责备的自己责备自己的这种经历。
We lack the experiences of confessing our own sins.
有的时候我反而觉得今天下午太轻松太随便，缺少在神面前一个认真的态度。
I feel that a lot of summer conferences lack the sincerity.
但是这不是一个 criteria.
But it's not a criteria.
你不能说没有哭所以这个夏令会很差劲。
You cannot define whether this summer conference is good or not by whether you cry or not.
你看上次的讲员自己站在台上一开始就哭了。
You say that the preacher just the minute he went on the pulpit he started crying.
后来结果我们的讲员从头到尾就是讲神学讲知识。
Our preacher only talks about theology.
没错。
That's not wrong.
神给他的托付，在这一段时间给我们这些供应，没有错。
God has given the pastor this kind of burden, and He's supplying this kind of fulfillment to us.
所以你对供应这两个字本身大概有问题。
Maybe you have this wrong perspective or misconception about this word.
有一次我在台湾跟几个弟兄姊妹在谈。
There was a time in Taiwan I was talking with a few brothers.
什么叫做灵奶？什么叫灵粮？
What does it mean to have spiritual milk, milk and spiritual food?
他说，如果今天讲十字架，叫人信耶稣，那是灵奶。
Spiritual milk is just talking about the cross.
他说，如果今天讲对付、讲破碎、讲奥秘、讲再来、讲这些，这个是灵粮。
If you're talking about repentance, the resurrection, things like that, that's solid food.
这是错误的观念。
That's the wrong concept.
不可否认，今天讲台没有供应，是传道人的软弱。有的时候
，We cannot deny that not fulfilling your needs might be a weakness or the failure of the preacher.
可能他犯了罪
，Maybe he's committed sin.
可能传道人在那一段时间有一件事情没有在神面前对付清楚。
Maybe he hasn't dealt with a certain area in his act.In his life.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该什么态度？
Dear brothers and sisters, what kind of attitude?
我们应该拿起石头来继续打他呢？
Should we continue to stone him?
还是说我们应该跪下来为他祷告？
But should we just kneel down and pray?
今天传道人非常孤单，因为缺少人为他祷告。
Today, the burden is heavy upon the preacher because too few people pray for the pastor.
我告诉你，你可以问每一个做神的仆人的人，他们都经历这种的孤单。
You can ask all the servants of God, and they've all experienced this.
尤其在北美洲中国教会的牧师特别孤单。
Especially pastors in North America.
因为这些会友。
Because these members of the congregation.
都是读了不少书的。
They're very highly educated.
他们的看法是这样。
The perspective is like this.
牧师，你会讲的，我也会讲。
Your pastor, if you can preach, I can preach.
你会做的，我也会做。
I can do whatever you do.
但是我会做的，你就不会。
But what I can do, you can't do.
我是原子专家，你不是。
I'm a nuclear expert. You're not.
我是一个医护专家，你不是。
I'm a medical doctor. You're not.
你讲到我自己回去自己看看书，看书，我也可以讲。如果我有口才，我也可以讲，可能还比你讲的更好。
Yeah, if I'm eloquent, probably I can just go home and look a few passages in the Bible, and I can.
对，今天叫你，今天叫你搞这个，你一窍不通。
But then, Pastor, if I ask you to heal people, you can't do it.
所以不知不觉，今天在北美洲的中国教会的传道人产生非常强烈，真的非常强烈的自卑感和压力。
So we know that the pastors in Chinese churches of North America are under great pressure.
站在台上一看，下面都是弹头，都是 egghead.
When he goes on the pulpit, he sees all these egg.
他还敢讲道吗？
Does he dare to preach?
我记得我刚刚到 Boston 的时候，有人告诉我。
When I first came to Boston, somebody came up to me.
他说：“你知不知道？
Reverend Lee, do you know?
在北美洲，大概所有北美洲的中国教会里面， Boston 的教会是博士最多的一个教会。
Among all the Chinese churches in North America, probably Boston has the most PhDs.
感谢主，我一点。不在乎。
I'm just thanking the God that I don't care about.
我用同样的原则，你如果觉得听不好，你如果不喜欢听。
I used to think, actually, if you don't like to listen to me,
参加那个博士的教会
why don't you just go to another church?
我们传道不应该有自卑感。
We shouldn't have inferiority complex.
但如果有罪，需要弟兄姊妹为传道人祷告。
But if the pastor has any sin, you as a congregation has to pray for the pastor.
为什么没有供应？
Why is it that the pastor does not give you?
他没有时间准备。
He doesn't have enough time.
没有准备不是天才，怎么可以讲道呢？
Yeah, you're not that talented. You know, you can't prepare someone like that.
你知道为什么没有时间准备？
Why is it that you don't have time?
因为昨天的上个礼拜刚好下了两场大雪。
Because of the snowstorm.
那么他要到礼拜堂去铲雪。
He had to clear the snow at church.
如果不铲的话，没有人铲。
Nobody would do it if he doesn't do it.
所以他去铲雪。
So he wants to clean the driveway and clean the shovel.
他去铲雪以后就没有时间准备讲道。
So he didn't have enough time to prepare the sermon.
你还好意思怪他？
Do you have any?
你还好意思怪他吗？
Can you blame him?
这个铲雪是应该他铲的吗？
Is this something that he had to do?
所以他今天没有供应，是因为你没有铲雪，他才没有供应。你当我的医生吗？
He couldn't fulfill your needs because you didn't go out to show the snow.
今天跟你说，很多中国教会的弟兄姊妹，广东人说 yet drop tech， 什么事情都做。就是叫什么事情都做，大的小的通通做。
Now the congregation does everything.
Small no, the congregation.
The pastor does everything. The pastor does everything. Small and big.
然后呢，就没有真的没有时间，真的缺少时间，好好安静在神的面前。
True, the pastor doesn't have enough time to quiet himself before the Lord.
在我们教会最近有一次，我们长执会开会。
So at this meeting at church,
他们很婉转地告诉我。
They honestly told him.
然后他们就告诉我说，李牧师，你一个礼拜去礼拜堂一天不够，我们希望你像上班人一样都在礼拜堂上班。
They tell me, Reverend, I think come to church once a week isn't enough. We hope that you will be like other people who go to work, be able to be there a little more often.
就讨价还价。Bargain.
Oh, it was a bargaining deal.
那么后来我就说 ，OK， 我答应我一个礼拜去两天教堂。
So I promised him that I'll go to church twice a week.
他说不，四天。
No, 4 days.
本来是五天，他说四天，后来说不，两天。
Originally it was 5, then 4, now to 2.
他说四天。
Now they say 4.
我说两天。
I say 2.
四天。
4.
我说两天。
2.
哦，三天。
Oh, 3.
我说两天。
He still insists on 2.
三天。
They say 3.
我说两天。
I still insist on 2.
后来，他们说为什么你要两天？为什么多一天为什么不好？
Why is it that you insist on 2? Why can't you go in 3 days?
我告诉他们说，我一个礼拜我至少需要两天到图书馆去准备讲道。
I need at least 2 days to go to the library to prepare my sermon.
我礼拜四、礼拜二跟礼拜四是我安静读经准备讲道的时候。
Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days in which I prepare the sermon.
我坚持我不。到教会去上班。
I insist on not going to church to work.
因为我需要安静的时候。
Because I need time to quiet down.
我需要你们为我祷告，我也希望讲台会有供应。
I hope that you will be able to pray for me and that the pulpit may, the sermon may be able to supply your needs.
希望你们从今以后不要再批评讲台的这个丰富不丰富，有供应没有供应。
I hope that you will not criticize the abundance or the not abundant needs of the pulpit.
多为讲台祷告。
I hope that you may be able to pray for the sermon.
时间没有了哈，我想因为吃饭，因为是有人管中文，就这样不咬你们。Come on. Okay, Jasmine. I know the time now. 那个观念和个性的不同怎么办
？What about the difference between background and
character? 尊重他。
Respect him.
想办法了解他。
Try to understand him.
跟他做朋友。
Be friends with him.
我非常喜欢朋友。
I love to have.
我非常 appreciate 那对夫妇告诉我他跟我个性不一样。
I really appreciate that couple that told him with a difference of character.
我也跟他解释。
I explain to them.
我告诉他我为什么那么看重最后那段时间的介绍的时间。
I just really emphasize, or I really like to emphasize on the time of work.
我要来的人 feel at home.
I like to have the people who come.
但是我也告诉他。
But I tell him.
我就感谢主，你提醒我，一个人要轻松，但是不要轻浮。
I want to thank you for reminding me that you don't have don't be too casual.
Okay, 最后一个，如果传道人犯罪怎么办
？Lastly, what would you do if the pastor commits?
有两个可能。
Two possibilities.
一个可能是被诬赖。
It's because somebody's been talking behind the back, so it's somebody's come up with this offense.
Falsely accused.
那么
另外一个是他有事实真的犯罪。
Well, the second possibility is it's a fact.
Okay, 如果是第一个是被诬赖，人家传谣言，你在那里拼命讲拼命信。是你不对。
If it's a false accusation and if you believe it and keep on gossiping about it, it's you're wrong.
如果是事实。
If it's a fact.
这个传道人如果他认罪。
If this pastor repents.
如果悔改。
And he confesses his sins.
为什么我们弟兄姊妹还不原谅他？
Why is it that we can't forgive him?
我们今天抓住一个历史的事实，然后拼命的不原谅这个传道人。
We just use this fact and don't forgive him.
我们有时间讲有几个例子在台湾和新加坡。
I have a few examples in Taiwan and Singapore, but I don't have time.
今天我们有时间提这个。不过呢，我就要弟兄姊妹特别注意，如果一个传道人已经悔改了，我们为什么不让他起来？
I'd like to remind you, if this pastor has already confessed and repented, why don't you give him the opportunity for him to rise up?
你的失败。
Peter failed.
耶稣说你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
Jesus said you have to return and to encourage him.
你要回头以后还要用他兼顾弟兄。
After he repented, he used him to help other brothers and sisters.
诗篇五十一篇大卫的祷告。
Psalm 51 is a prayer of David.
他犯了那么严重的罪。
He committed such a big crime.
他在神面前认罪悔改。
He confessed and repented before God.
然后他说他要教导其他软弱的人。
And then from there he said, I'm going to teach other weak brothers and sisters.
你看这个很稀奇。
It's very amazing.
哪里有资格？
Where do you have that
crime? 你已经罪该万死，你现在还敢站在台上说这样的话？
You should be stoned to death, and now you even dare to say things like this.
神已经赦免他。
But God has already forgiven him.
为什么我们不能赦免？
Why is it that we can't forgive him?
神已经忘记。
God has already forgotten.
为什么我们还要记得？
Why do we have to remind him?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
如果他真的犯罪，
if he really has committed sin,
他更需要你我关心他。
He really needs the concern of you.
何况有的时候是被诬赖。
Maybe it's falsely accused.
在台湾有一个牧师站在台上讲道。
There was a pastor in Taiwan who started to preach.
讲得很好。
He preached very well.
大家很安静听他讲话。
Everybody listened to him very quietly.
突然有一个人从门进来。
Suddenly, some came from the door.
是一个女的。
It was a girl.
咚咚咚咚咚走到台上来。
It came up to the front.
讲台也停了。
He stopped the sermon.
大家也不知道干什么。
Everybody looked at him.
他跑到讲台上。
She went up on the.
从怀里面，从他身上。
From her body.
然后把一个小的 baby 就交在这个牧师的手上。
Gave the baby to the pastor.
他说：“你做的孽，你要负责任。”
This is your child. You have to be responsible for it.
讲完这个女的就走了。
And after she said, she just left.
全体教会看见这样一幅非常戏剧性的这个经过，都傻住了。
The congregation was numbed with this incident.
大概是长老第一个站起来就离开这个礼拜堂。
Probably the elder just stood up and just walked out.
只是跟着出去，弟兄姊妹最后都出去。
The elder stood up and they walked out, and all the brothers and sisters did that.
这个牧师
This pastor,
莫名其妙抱了一个 baby 在手上
Suddenly he's got a baby in his hand
这是个事实哈
This was a fact
结果他花了差不多五年还是八年的时间这件事情才最后被揭露出来是他被诬赖的
After it took about 5-8 years just to clear this incident and it was a false accusation
在这五年八年里面这个牧师就养这个孩子养了五年养了八年
And he reared this child for 5-8 years
这个人在五年八年当然他没有牧师可做
Of course he didn't have any position to become a pastor
后来那个姊妹那个女的后来就终于认罪了就是把这个事情真相讲出来
But then later on this sister or this girl repented and you know confessed to the thing
弟兄姊妹我们记得约翰福音第八章的话
Let's remember the words of John 8
除非我们下面有人是完全
Unless there's a perfect person
你没有资格判断责备定神仆人的罪
You have no right to judge or to judge the pastor's sin
求主把自义的心从我们中间拿掉
We hope that we may be able to take away the
self-righteousness
from us
我们要把这自义的心拿掉
We have to take away our self-righteousness
除非你一点毛病瑕疵都没有
Unless you are very perfect
我告诉你我